Hello, and this is the Voice of Apache once again. And we are in Denver at Community Over Code. And I am speaking with Serge Huber, who is a PMC member on the You Know Me project.
That's right.
Now, we've done an interview on this before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Okay.
Remotely.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, you can go watch that if you want to get the background on what the project is.
Exactly.
But what's happening these days in the project?
Well, I mean, the project is now much more mature. When we last talked, it was much younger. It didn't have a lot of use in production. And now there are some users out there in production with the system. And it also released its next major version. So we're on version 2 now. And version 2 has introduced a lot of, let's say, security improvements.
Okay.
Whereas before in version 1, you could pretty much feed it any kind of data, it would accept it. Version 2 requires a schema that must be deployed first before accepting data, because often this data can come from the public web.
Yeah.
And so you want to be careful. And a lot of the problems we saw were just either malformed code that was sending out junk into the system, or, of course, we were worried about potential for security attacks.
Yeah.
The system itself was not very vulnerable to attack, but it could generate huge amounts of data that would cause problems with memory and stuff like that. So there was a big effort into putting that into the system. And now it's quite nice, because you can define the schemas very easily. The schemas, of course, define what kind of events you accept.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're getting events about what somebody is doing. And also, what is really improved is the whole deployment story, where before it was some Java you were deploying, but now there's complete container configurations with Docker and soon Kubernetes, I hope. The one thing I wanted to talk about was that we've had some really interesting contacts. Amazon was actually talking to us about the potential for supporting OpenSearch, because we use Elasticsearch as a backend.
Yeah.
And so I actually have right on my laptop there a prototype of OpenSearch that I'm working on, and it should come soon. The idea is to release it as soon as it's ready.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it'll be with the and for me the big surprise was that OpenSearch just joined the Linux Foundation.
Yeah.
So
and full disclosure, I was involved in that launch.
I guess you were.
Yeah.
So so that's one of the big things, and the other big change is a personal one. My company that I was with before, Jaya, is the one who originally submitted the project, and. I saw a big opportunity with You Know Me, because there was some growth in that specific area just for using a CDP all by itself, not with another product. Jaya packages You Know Me part of their DXP. And so I decided to leave Jaya and create a new company that it will be focused on You Know Me and building value on top of it.
So well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So the company is, of course, I'm not very good with names, so instead of You Know Me, I created I Know You, so that's spelled I-N-O-Y-U. And yeah, the idea will be to make a living on top of You Know Me, but of course, you know, I will be heavily contributing and as the company grows, that's the idea. And the other thing that I found was really interesting in terms of a lot of people ask, you know, what's the value of contributing to Apache, contributing a project? And for me, that suddenly opened my eyes. I was like, I have that opportunity.
Yeah.
I can suddenly reuse all this work that was done in that previous company with no legal nightmare whatsoever. I can just start a new company and do that. And I was like, that's wonderful, because there's you know, now there's going to be another company joining the community of that same project. And, you know, that's one of the things I wanted to talk also in this Cesarcast, is that I was talking to a lot of people that contribute projects to different organizations.
Yeah.
And there's all the question about why Apache, you know, what does it enable? And I found that was a really good example of what you can do. That's part of the big changes.
Yeah.
And
of course, that was one of the motivations behind the way the license was written in the first place, was to enable businesses to grow on top of existing projects.
Yeah.
And what we've observed over the years, and what I hope you observe, is that it's not stealing a slice of the pie from the previous person.
No.
It's growing the entire pie by growing the community.
Well, one thing that became actually a very good thing was that at my previous company, I was sort of the contact person between the company and the ASF.
The project, yeah.
And when I decided to go on my own, they had to learn how to interface with the ASF all by themselves.
All right.
Which was a learning. Of course, I'm still there to help out and to make sure that everything happens well. But it's good because in a way it brings more diversity, more mm-hmm. people getting more involved, because it also means that others at the company have to get more involved, and so I think I didn't plan it that way, but it turned out to be, you know, a good illustration of what's so interesting about the way that things are done at Apache, and for me really the potential of it. I mean, that's to have that opportunity to be able to do that, give back to the community, and then benefit by rebuilding another company on top of it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really great.
So now you mentioned at the beginning that there are more production deployments of Yonomi. Can you tell any of those stories? Is there an example of how this is being used?
Well, I can't really disclose the names.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
It's, you know, not my, no longer
yeah.
my company.
Sure.
So
okay,
I can't unfortunately give names, but I can just say in which industries it is. So a lot of them are, let's say, like in the insurance industries.
Okay.
Where they really want to know more about the type of people that are coming into websites. And what's really interesting to those companies is that Yonomi, tracking is always, you know, a double-edged sword.
It is, yeah.
And so the really nice thing about Yonomi is that it makes tracking transparent. And there are plans that I have in my head about how to improve the notion of data transparency even more.
Yeah.
One of the things that you can do with Yonomi is you could very well say, well, maybe we would build a UI that would put the user, the person that's, you know, interacting and being followed, in direct control of that data.
Okay.
And be able to, with, for example, a browser plugin, say, oh, okay, no, this I don't want and stuff, and be able to interact with the server and remove or change things. Again, that's something that's open to how you use the system, but it opens some doors that, you know, and trust me that I don't believe that most of the, let's say, closed source vendors have any incentive to do that.
Well, the incentive, it seems to me, is that the EU is starting to mandate that kind of thing.
Yes,
and that's something
that is true.
That the US is not yet doing but is looking at. And so so the legal aspects of it are very interesting to me, because it seems like that sort of individual control could very well be mandated going forward.
Yes, but it's also the strength of an open source project,
yeah.
because Yonomi was the first project to implement the GDPR of all the ones that were out there, just because it was so easy to do. Everything was open, and you know, it's really and that's really what I like about it, because for example the company I'll be starting will have a SaaS offering, you know, where mm-hmm. I'll be. But it also have a. I think it's very important to have an on-premise offering.
Yeah.
And that way, companies can choose and say, okay, do I want to work with a third party to, you know, with with some of the advantages it has and some disadvantages, or do I really want to stay in control of everything and make sure the data never leaves?
Yeah.
And I think that's very important. And plus the fact that it's an open source project, so they can plug it into whatever they want. They have total control of the data. They're not losing any of it.
Sure.
And so, yeah, and so just to go back to Amazon, so two people reached out to us from Amazon, and it was not you.
Yeah.
and they both said, we are looking for more projects working with the OpenSearch. And, I'm always open to, if Amazon is interested in using me as a service, down the road as a grains of adoption and stuff. That's something, I can't go against it. It's an Apache project, so, but I'd be very, very interested if they did.
Interesting. All right, well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me, and I wish you much success with your new company.
Well, thank you very much, Rich, and thank you for this and all the rest.